So nefarious, so nefarious. Get it?
Octavarius, so nefarious. Eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius descended from Planet X, ready to save our planet from harm.
He'll make you laugh, he'll make you cry. Most importantly, he's going
to Well, they try to do it well, but at the end of the semester, they don't have a lot of flexibility. You can say yes earlier in the semester, and then later comes, and then there's more shows. You say yes to those, too.
Hey, you guys.
Suddenly, you have a lot of shows.
Hey, you guys.
Uh-oh.
You ready to start a podcast?
Oh, I guess so.
Oh,
hey,
so
everybody.
Hey, we started.
Welcome, everybody, to the Octavarius Podcast. This is episode 65 of the podcast.
No. Holy moly. Wow. Mm.
Holy moly, Lauren.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
We all confetti poppers at 100?
That would be terrible on people's ears.
Surprise.
Do something fun for... Let's figure it out once we get there. We got some time ahead of us.
Like 35 weeks.
Hey, we've got a little bit of a smaller podcast going on today.
Intimate.
So without any further ado, let's start off at the far end of the room and sound off.
Hi, I'm Scott.
Hey, I'm Keith.
Yo, it's Cloud.
Yo, it's Lauren.
Yo, it's Tim.
Holding it down on the other side is Brian.
And as always, we're broadcasting live on livestream.com/Octavarius. So if you're in the chat room right now... Hello. If you're not in the chat room right now, where are you? And that, let's go to the mailbag, which I got right over here.
Whoa. Oh, hey, wait. But before the mailbag, for those of you listening live, make sure to go on to facebook.com and make sure you're attending our Chicago Improv Festival show. This Sunday, May 1st, at Comedy Sports, it will be our triumphant return to Comedy Sports.
If you're not listening to this live, then thanks for coming.
what a great show.
Crazy. It was nuts.
All right.
Somebody streaked through the bed.
Cool. So, let's get right to the letter.
Oh my goodness.
It's paper.
Yeah, and this comes to us from Lexi, let's say Lexi S.
You don't want to give away all the information.
No, but... I don't want to bungle this last name because it looks pretty complicated.
That too.
So Lexi S, via the mail system of our Facebook page, says, "Dear Octavarius, it's podcast time. You asked me what we should talk about. And I said, talk about carnivals. You want to talk about carnivals? Thanks, Octavarius. You guys are great. You're all geniuses. Sexy as hell, too. Boy, I love you guys. Sincerely, Lexi S."
Oh, thanks.
Wow. Sweet letter.
Thank you,
thanks,
Lexi.
So, I never worked at a carnival.
Oh, no.
Anybody ever work at a carnival or
no?
Or
it's
like just like carnies. I thought
yeah.
These are like creepy people.
That's like another breed. Clones. You think carnies?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They just spring up from each other. Like one carny begat another carny.
The tilt's world gets passed on generation.
Yeah.
I feel like it. It seems to be sort of a generation.
Kind of like
thing.
Circus
like
folk
gypsies.
And wrestling folk.
Gypsies,
oh yeah.
They like travel
okay.
together.
Absolutely.
Like carnies.
Yeah.
So now,
like
now,
the circus folks too.
Now, what is the deal with the carnivals that come from like suburban town to suburban town? Is that still like the same deal? Like old,
they're still creepy,
like the does your like say your school has a carnival for a fundraiser?
Even like the
or you
Fourth
mean,
of July carnival?
You mean the Meyer parking lot?
Yeah, yes. I mean like when
yes.
same deal,
exactly
Meyer parking
where
lot.
They,
or
like
Walmart.
Where does the Meyer parking lot carnival come from?
I'm sure it's somebody that I'm sure it's still the same carny folk. I feel like the suburbs have just as much of a right to carnivals as rural towns.
That must be hard to transport all those rides. Like, how do you move a Ferris wheel?
You fold them upon itself.
Yeah.
On itself,
mm-hmm.
loaded onto
everything?
A truck, and they drive them on the interstate.
You haven't seen them on the interstate ever?
Sure.
I'm
wild.
Sure I have sometimes, like, I don't know.
They're all designed to basically compact and fold upon themselves.
It's one of my favorite things to do while I'm on the interstate is see, like, you know, giant things that you would never see normally just on the interstate, and I love seeing the carnival go by.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about, like, Pharaoh's Fury? Like, that doesn't fold up. It's a giant it does. Pharaoh
oh, it does.
I think Pharaoh's Fury gets from one place to the other. Yeah. They don't, like, airlift it. Pharaoh's Fury folds on top of itself. The Gravitron folds on top of itself. God.
Yeah.
It's a great ride.
And this is what makes me sort of nervous about all carnival rides, is they are so so compact, and they are put together and taken down so quickly, and I have to assume that there's just so much recipe for disaster.
And do you really believe one missed bolt could be disaster?
Yeah.
Especially if it is made to fold.
Well, there's, like, kids that have died at Six Flags.
Oh, yeah.
From, like, the scrambler type things.
But
like,
really not that many people died.
No, it's very small, but it does happen.
It does happen.
Yeah.
I almost fell out. Do you guys remember at Six Flags Great America, a long time ago, a ride called the Tidal Wave?
Yeah, I remember. They got rid of the Tidal Wave.
Remind me again what that was. Was that one of those swinging rides?
No,
it was just a big, huge loop that you went through once and then went backwards through the loop again, and that was the entire ride.
Whee!
It was the first popular carnival ride,
like
too.
The
Ring of Fire, or the Fireball.
The Ring of Fire.
The
but at Six Flags Great America, it was called the Tidal Wave.
The Big O.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the first day I had mustered up the courage to go on an upside-down ride, and I went on the Demon first.
Wow.
Yes!
And I said,
very
I love that, let's do the Tidal Wave.
Upside-down ride.
The only security measure they had to keep you in your seat was a lap bar.
Yeah.
And I was a little kid, and I was tall enough to go on the ride. I'm convinced to this day still, if I had let go, I would have been dead. I would have fallen out of the thing.
Oh, no.
It was terrifying.
Yeah.
You weren't going fast enough, you think, to stay in?
I was too little for the ride.
A flicker of physics in Tenz's eye just went by.
Uh-oh.
Just,
yeah, like,
the slightest bit of doubt that Scott actually would have died. But,
well, no, I mean,
it
depends if it was going slow enough.
You
like,
know when it was? It was after we had gone through the loop and we were kind of hanging at the other edge.
Yeah.
To swing back.
I know exactly.
That's
when
I was like, oh, I am going out of this ride.
That's what the Fireball is too.
That's great, but you need more than a lap bar.
Yeah, most rides that go upside down, they tend to have neck restraints for exactly that purpose.
Right.
Yeah. Because when you're upside down and you're going slowly through a loop like that, you can feel yourself want to fall down through that harness.
Yeah.
Well, Scott's talking about not the loop part. He's talking about the once you finish the loop.
What's the ride like wanting to get through another loop but not getting all the way there?
And you feel that zero gravity, the negative G's.
Wink.
Really just the absence of any force. It's actually, you're just feeling real gravity.
Yep.
You're just feeling just straight up gravity, but now you're upside down in the air.
What do I do?
Yeah, I remember I was always so little when I was growing up, and I was shorter than all my friends, so I could never get on the rides that my friends
would. Thank God. Everything changed for you.
I'm so now I at least can go on the same rides.
Yeah.
But I remember we got me these really like super platformed sneakers and like stuffed my shoes and like I definitely
back up if you can. What does that mean when you stuff your shoes?
Put lifts in your shoes. You ever did that as a kid?
Do your feet look more voluptuous?
Like I put a sock underneath the shoe so that.
So you just made your feet more uncomfortable.
Yeah, you ever did that to be taller so you could get on a ride as a kid?
No,
I was tall enough.
Well, oh yeah, sorry. I'm looking over at the two tall guys. Tins, you never did that.
No, I mean I was always fairly tall. Like by the time I was tall enough, I wanted to ride that ride.
See, your problem, Biwo, is you had courage before height, whereas we had courage after height.
I didn't have courage. I had father pressure.
Oh, wow.
My dad would be like, come on, let's go, boy, let's go. He wasn't Homer and called me boy, but he would be like, Brian, come on, let's go on this ride. And it was, he would try and do, essentially, I mean, since he wasn't my peer, it was father pressure. But he would act like he was my buddy and was like, yo, come on, don't wimp out. Let's go on the roller coaster. Let's go on these scary rides.
My parents were very different.
Really?
They were like, thank God Keith
so
doesn't want to go on those. Because we're terrified of them, too.
Because I would totally have those experiences. Like, if my kids want to do that, I am all for it. Let's go on those stupid rides.
I will now that I've gotten my courage after my height. Yeah. You know. Mm-hmm. But my first ride was actually the Batman ride at Six Flags.
Your first ride was Batman?
That was your first upside down ride?
Uh-huh. But it was the one in no, I guess it was in, up here. It was this Batman. There's different Batman at different Six Flags. I think it was this one. Ryan Garcia forced me through very comically. I had my arms and legs like at a door frame, like not going through, very cartoonesque. And he was on the other end pushing me forward with Kevin Miller pulling me through. So they were both getting me through this line. And my plan was, as soon as like we were supposed to go in the seats, I was just going to run across.
Yeah.
But they were wise to my plan. And as I went back, Ryan grabbed me and just whipped me into the seat and just slammed the harness down. Because once it's locked, you can't unlock it.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless you make a big pussy deal out of it.
Yeah.
So I was in, and I was screaming so many obscenities before that, as that ascended. But by the end, of the ride, I was ecstatic. And like, I rode every other roller coaster there right after that.
Yeah, that's all you get to do, like, is ride the one badass one.
I was saying, at the end of it, I was saying, I feel like I'm in the womb. Because I had like an absence of gravity. I could just be upside down, it was fine, much like a baby.
It's so cool.
Yeah, no, it was really great. I'm glad
my favorite actual carnival experience was in the Gravitron, which was the one of the spinning rides, so you spin around, so you stick to the wall.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
And then the floor drops, so you would fall a decent.
Well, the one at Great America, the floor dropped. The one at the carnival just had the little
slider. Ship, right?
They would slide.
You're on metal coasters and just slam up against the gravity.
Yes, the little they would have cushions, you know, where each person would be, and so your cushioned spot would slide up and down, you know, depending on how fast the Gravitron moves.
And that's now, another part where it sucked being tall, is my feet would always get caught under the end of the plank, smash down and hit my heels.
Oh. Yeah, ooh, so...
It's terrible.
You should have stuffed your shoes.
Yeah.
Now, I was actually talking about this the other day, about the same kind of ride, and the big danger in these Gravitron-type rides is if somebody gets sick on this ride, centripetal force is going to keep that vomit sticking to the exact same place that the humans are sticking to. So you have to travel. Even if the vom doesn't stick all up on your face for the whole ride, you at least have to, like, every time you look left or right, you're just going to see your own vomit clinging to the wall
on one when someone got sick?
No.
I've never been on one ever, actually.
It's just like that. It's terrible. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's terrible because it goes all over them, it's all over next to you, and there's nothing you can do.
Nightmare.
And even you're yelling at the guy, and he's in the middle listening to rock music.
Yeah.
And you're behind his little pod, and you're screaming at him. He finally sees it. Even after he stops it, you have to wait a good 40 seconds for everything to stop, and then it just falls.
I actually, that just made me remember that I once got stuck on a carnival ride.
Oh no.
It was like, you know the one with the swings that goes around?
Mm-hmm. Just the swing ride.
I think it was that, I'm not, but...
Just a bunch of swings going in a circle.
You're suspended about 20 feet in the air, and you go around in a circle.
But...
swings, right?
Okay, I think it was... It's either that or, like, something more complex. I don't know. It involved going around in circles a lot.
Okay, sure.
And, like, so, yeah, I was with my cousin, and we're like, all right, this should be ending soon, right? But, like, it slowed down, but it just stayed at that pace for, like, a super long time. It was more, like, jankety than just going around in a circle on a swing. And so, like... We were like, all right, it's been like 5 to 10 minutes, and we just started feeling really sick, and then just like, finally we were let off. They just got stuck or something. And like, the whole rest of the day, we were just like, oh.
Because you were spinning too much.
Yeah, too much spinning.
So yeah, on the Gravitron, nobody got sick when I had my greatest time ever. And the man operating the Gravitron was also really into rapping. Yes. And it must have been, like, his hobby on the side or something. And so he would just play, like, funk music or whatever. And then he would get on the mic, the PA, and just rap over the music.
That's cool.
And so the dude would just spill rhymes as we were, like, spinning. Wow. I must have went on it with my dad 3 times just to hear this dude rap as we spun fast.
Yes. Rap probably awesome. Also sounds a lot better when the liquid in your ears is sloshing around, causing you to get very dizzy.
It was, yeah, and the lights were flashing. Yeah. There was a lot going on.
I'm sure it was sick. Sick as hell.
It was pretty awesome. He was a big dude. He reminded me of like a young, cool Modi.
Are you guys big into the carnival games?
See, yes. I was mean sucked at those, bit. So I didn't play the carnival games, but I would always get jealous, and I'd see people would have these giant bears and dogs. And
I feel like...
I won you guys Money Dog. Do you guys still have Money Dog?
Money Dog being a plush dachshund whose fur is covered in a money pattern. Yes.
It's in the window room, I believe.
Okay, cool.
Now, I feel like there are people
you're a game player?
When I go to a carnival, when I go to Six Flags or something like that, I will generally spend a couple of bucks on a carnival game just to see. I almost never win every once in a blue moon. But I feel like there are people that go to the carnival or to an amusement park, and that's their primary goal, is to spend as much money as they can to win that giant bear or whatever.
My brother-in-law won a giant bear and gave it to my sister. There was just boyfriend-girlfriend at the time.
What do you do with that?
She brought it home and sat in our basement for about 7 years.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do with it.
A boy won me a giant turtle once, and another boy won me a giant snow leopard.
What did you do with them?
I eventually got rid of them.
You know what you should have done?
They're just so huge. Like,
were you impressed by the boy winning that for you?
Well, yeah, it's an act of love almost. It's just like.
Is it?
You should make them in. They got a bottle.
How does it
sick
go?
Ass coats, man. Like, ooh. Honestly, a giant stuffed turtle being made into like a cool sweater or something.
It's
like,
enormous.
Yeah, exactly. A big sweater or a big coat. Like, you gotta be creative. Like, it's still fabric. You could do stuff with it.
So, like, it's a good thing. Like, a guy should win giant stuff.
I think if a guy can win...
He should.
Because it's hard to beat the system.
It is.
Yeah. To win that if you win a giant bear, it's one out of, like, 150.
Yeah, you're conquering the game, really.
Yeah. Like,
you're beating the game that's not really meant to be beaten.
Those are the only reason you play the game, right? Is you see the giant Tweety Bird hanging?
Yeah.
And you want the giant Tweety Bird that's really filled with styrofoam. So you try to play that game that you know is impossible. You try to throw that ping pong ball against that slightly slanted board so it falls down into that bucket.
Dude, it's all tricks. It's all tricks. There's like a whole book on how like all carnival games are rigged.
What?
Yeah.
You know a book?
There's a book.
I know that all carnival games are rigged, but like, do you know how to get around them being rigged?
Well, the water gun game is the easiest game. You just don't play it, or you just play it when there's only a few people. That's easy.
But that's how they get you. All the barkers there are tremendously charismatic.
Yeah.
And they will get... It's their job to get 14 people in that booth every time, so they only have to give away, one prize for... every $50 spent or whatever.
You there, charming, attractive young man across the way. Wouldn't you like to buy your charming, attractive male friend a try at this throwing something at a picture of a basketball player from the 80s?
Yes, I'd love to see my charming, attractive male friend show me how charming and attractive of a man he really is. Please, friend. Tins, why don't you play this game? Can't you throw this ring around that bottle?
Well, I guess I'll give it a shot. Here's $7, and here we go. Oh, fuck. Okay. All right. Okay. Hang on.
You can do it, Tins.
Okay. One more ball for $7.
It was a fluke. All right. $7. There we go. And the toss.
Oh, yeah. One more ball for $7, huh?
Oh, all right. I got some money. I got a little bit more money.
Tins.
Okay. Here
you can do it, Tins.
And there is my money, and whoop! Oh, shit! Shit on my dick! God damn it!
I'm so sorry, Tins.
Right, hang on. It's not the end of the world. I still have
two more balls for $15. So.
That's more expensive. That's not a bargain at all. But I do have $15.
But a charming young man like you wouldn't pass up this great opportunity, would you?
May I throw the two rings at once?
Why are you talking like us now?
Here's the thing. thing. Okay. I totally appreciate... That was great, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you for your approval.
I totally appreciate the guy who gets the big stuffed animal. But there's the guys that over-try, and it's like a lost hope type thing.
Where it's like they keep trying and they won't win.
That's bad. Like, even in the restaurants with the cranes...
You just hang out with unathletic men.
Well, that's true. I hang out with... Never mind. But, yeah, I mean, like, that, then that's when it gets kind of crazy. Like, if they can do it in the first couple tries, okay, great. But if they're going on too long, just get me the little one. I'm fine with that.
I got this, baby. I got this. You stand here and watch me win.
Well, there's people like that. They won't stop, and you're just looking on like, what is your deal?
Well, and the thing is, if you want to win that bear, you have to, like... You need to win 2 small prizes to upgrade for a medium prize. You need to win 2 medium prizes to upgrade for a large. 2 larges for the big one.
Yep.
I liked winning goldfish.
See, I you know what?
I did win a goldfish, but mine would always die very quickly.
I never won a goldfish. I didn't realize that was like a big carnival thing. We had done that at like school fun fairs and stuff, and I'd never seen that at a carnival.
Kept them
like the carnivals in Meyer and stuff like that.
I've never seen that. No.
Oh wow.
What was your favorite carnival game?
Oh, the boy! You know what I love?
Do you guys ever play the one? Because it wasn't rigged. It was just luck and fun. The mouse on the roulette wheel, where you had to pick a color.
No.
Oh, there's a bunch of variants of that. Yeah, roulette games are fun because there's no way
you just put some you just bet quarters on a color.
Yeah, because the thing is, you're not responsible for fucking up that game. Exactly. It's left all to chance.
That's how I won Money Dog.
That's how you won Money Dog.
Yeah.
I like the carnival game that's impossible, but it's still fun because you get to shoot a gun. The one where you shoot the BBs at that star on a piece of paper, and you have to get the entire star shot out.
Yeah,
impossible.
We have a couple things on the Facebook. I wrote, "What's your favorite carnival memory?" Lexi, who actually wrote into us, she won 2 really cool little puppy toys at a water shooting game.
That's
and gave them,
the water shooting game comes back a
and gave them to her little sister, who is about 10, to hold while she bought them corn dogs. Unfortunately, by the time she got back, the sister had traded them in for a larger green frog toy for herself.
Oh!
Yes. And then Ryan R. wrote, "I worked a carnival once. The carnies were very nice, and I made cotton candy for a 7th grader. Pretty cool."
Do you think they like to be called carnies, or is there an acceptable... I can't imagine they enjoy that term.
Maybe they've made it theirs in all these years of oppression.
That's their word?
Yeah, that's our word.
They'd still get upset if non-carnies said it, though.
I bet it's a great community
of
friends and family.
They always seem nice. It's real weird.
I also just sent out a tweet of a website called Deceptology, and it covers a lot of carnival deceptions and various magic deceptions.
Oh, awesome. I want to look at
that. So check out that tweet. It's just a website link for you guys.
Looks like that site is just deceptology.com.
Nice.
How come carnivals have been around so long? I mean, like, there's so many things in our
because
world.
It's fun.
They're fun.
Because
it works.
Yeah.
Well, they're still around because people can profit from
them. It's something to do. Yeah. You know, I mean, you have kids. What are you going to do with your kids? You know, you run out of things to do with children. Mm-hmm. There are only so many things you can take a kid to. Because, you know, kids make noise, kids make a mess. You know, where are they going to be allowed in?
Now,
carnival's
it's,
perfect
it's,
place for
it's
noise.
Interesting. It's interesting, though, because things are so expensive at the carnival, generally. And while there are a lot of things at the carnival, they all fall into a couple of main categories. And once you're done with that, it's like there's nothing else. Like, you'll come to the carnival with your kid and, like,
but
maybe $80. But it'll be like, all right, cool, you want to ride a ride? All right, cool. That was fun. You want something to eat?
Dude, carnivals are expensive now.
You want to go? You want to do a game?
Carnivals were always expensive.
No, but usually you get like a wristband. It's like $12, unlimited all day. And now each ride is like $6.
Where did you get a $12 unlimited ride all day?
Oh, I
did.
At
Palatine
4th
of July Festival.
I never had an unlimited
$10, $7 wristband.
Yeah, you get your
wristband. Mine was always, every carnival I ever went to, it was you pay per ride, and maybe you get a better deal if you bought, like, you know, if you bought $20 worth of tickets, you'd get $30.
Yeah. I've seen the passes before, but I only remember them being like $25, $30.
No, the 4th of July one.
Actually,
I want to go to the cheap places you go to carnivals.
Well, it's actually the carnival that did that for me was even had way more rides and things. The Wilson County Fair in Lebanon, Tennessee. Or Lebanon, Tennessee.
Really I've been missing out all along.
Is actually one of the, I think it's ranked as one of the top 10 best fairs in America.
It's gotta be.
It's huge. It's super fun. There's a bunch of stages for like people to perform.
Wilson County.
The Wilson County Fair. It's really big. I'll find a link for it because it comes up. It's like late July and August, I feel like. But they have a lot of livestock because there's a lot of shows there, so a lot of big 4-H involvement there. It's huge. It's huge.
Wait, you said late July?
Yeah, late July and August.
Is that the time of Lunch at El Rey's?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Lunch at El Rey's is July 8th. Let me see when the Wilson County Fair is.
I was going to say,
that'd be worth it. It's really fun.
Because then we could swing and do the.
I don't know if I can push it back any further. It'd be well, people have been waiting for over a year for this.
I'm just saying, like, dude, 2 weeks isn't so bad.
I guess that's true.
Please refer to the last podcast for explanation of Lunch at El Rey's.
Yeah, sorry, I wanted to make a reference to the last podcast of Lunch at El Rey's. You know, speaking of lunch, and was it Lexi that brought up the corn dog thing? Carnival food is
wonderful.
It's a nice little class unto itself.
I'm going to put this out there. I'll let you guys just kind of eat at it after this. I'm going to put this out there, and I'll let you guys eat and pick away at this. I think, hands down, best carnival food. Funnel cake.
Absolutely.
Or
thank you.
Or elephant ears.
Funnel cake fucks the shit out of elephant ears, and you know it.
Dude, you're talking to the wrong guy. I know.
My mother's favorite food, funnel cake.
Now, how do you have your funnel cake?
I also enjoy roasted corn.
Yeah, corn dogs are the best.
Like corn on the ear.
But can you put a scoop of ice cream on that corn dog?
Oh, God.
Can you put chocolate sauce and powdered sugar on that corn dog?
Now, what did you guys do to your funnel cake? I just did powdered sugar because I wanted to appreciate
vanilla
the cake.
Ice cream, hot fudge, powdered sugar, and whipped cream with a cherry on top.
Sometimes some nuts.
Sometimes
some peanuts. Why not go crazy?
It's a Sunday on a funnel cake.
Where did you get the ice cream? I never had the option to get ice cream.
Great American totally has.
Because
I missed out on Great America. I always got the cotton candy.
Well, now
it's still there.
I'll have to go. They'll probably be like my dream, and no one will go with me.
I can't do cotton candy outside of a carnival. I feel like, outside of it being fresh and made, you know, like.
So, like outside of a carnival
or a
circus
or something like that. Yeah, circus. Yeah, because I feel like the bag cotton candy at the at the grocery store, it's not the same.
You want it when it's warm,
is
the thing.
Yeah, that warm, cottony sugar feeling.
guys, right, what's up, Keith? I'm at the WilsonCountyFair.net page.
All right.
And it's August 12th through 20th. It's actually a little bit later, so we'd have to really look into some serious consideration on this. But it's got a ton of like drop down bars and things, but one of them is neat attractions. It's just one of the small types of attractions.
Yeah.
And the two things are Germ City and Sorghum Syrup.
What?
Don't know what those are, but they have all these like just so many competitions, attractions, entertainment. They have 10 stages.
Wow, that is
a
fair.
A lot,
And they have special
sounds
events.
Sounds like Lollapalooza, but not.
It's the weekend after Lollapalooza.
Maybe
the Foo Fighters will be there the next weekend.
God, how awesome would that be? We'd see Foo Fighters at Wilson County Fair.
There's a food contest. Oh, please say there's like eating contests. There's chili cook-offs and like ham shows.
Keith, you should enter. You have the best
all the
chili
Wilson.
No, I don't have the best chili ever, but I will and eat all their chili, and it will be fine with me.
You know, I forgot about that aspect of not necessarily carnivals, but like county fairs, which fall kind of under that same bubble, is the eating contest. Like the pie eating contest is what I normally associate with it.
You were in a pie eating contest? contest?
Yeah.
Really?
And yeah. Lauren, too? You high five.
And I won when I was little.
Lauren, you won a pie eating contest?
I won it. I was the littlest, skinniest little girl in the, against all.
The teensiest glow you ever did
hang
see.
On. Take a second. Get your words.
Okay.
So you, how old were you?
I was 4 or 5.
Whoa.
Wow.
I was little.
How much?
And it was a block party. And there were all these, like, bigger kids
there. Oh, it was a
there.
Block party. So it wasn't, yeah, like a county fair.
No, no. But it was a big block party. There was, like, I'd say 30 kids in this, like, two big tables, right?
How much pie were they forcing these children to eat?
And they were, I mean, I don't know. They were, I'm trying to remember. There were mostly a lot of whipped cream, to be honest. It was a blueberry pie, though. I remember it was blueberry.
I might have blueberry, too.
Are you kidding me?
Classic pie-eating contest pie.
I know. There's something about the look of blueberry pie pieces on a person's face that just says
it's a very funny image.
You have to have, well, you're like four,
yeah,
hands behind your back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Guys, we gotta go to this. Because, like, one of the pageants is a baby show.
Oh, my God.
We can find a baby and enter it.
God, we should take a week off work and all
know.
Go.
Well,
so
here's
we
the
could
thing.
Cover this. We could
there's,
cover this when we'd be
there's
like
there's fucking
media.
Competitions we could probably enter, baby. Octavarius is going to win its way through the Wilson County Fair.
How can we win the Wilson County Fair?
We can just chins up as a baby.
Well, there's talent contest, but
okay.
We have to enter as amateurs, which is... well, no, we're that's fine, whatever.
What if they find out this podcast?
No, they never will.
They never will.
Dude, we'll just run out of Wilson County
there's
with their cash.
King of the Fair, the senior pageant,
oh my
the
God.
Fair Princess Review,
how can you
the fairest
fair.
Of the fair,
how can we
the doll parade... Again,
we
not
there's
real.
A doll parade.
Yes.
All of Octavarius should we should enter into every contest at the Wilson County
Fair. Oh, there's
fair.
A home brewing competition.
Nice. Oh, Scott,
oh, God,
you would
we're
love
bringing
that.
Scott Danielson. Yeah.
Bring some beer. There's a chili cook-off, steak and ribs, and Boston butt. The ham show.
What is the ham show? Does it explain what that is?
Yeah, I'd love to look up what the ham show is. Don't you worry. There's also before I leave this the ice cream freeze off, the salsa contest, the amateur
can be in
wine
the salsa
show
contest, and so
well,
could Lisa.
I wonder
Lisa's
if it's
great
dance
at salsa
or food.
Dancing.
I think it's about food because it's in the food competition.
Oh.
The ham show and the shoulder and bacon show open to all residents of Tennessee. Oh, fuck you. who cure an age.
You don't
hams.
Still have a Tennessee license or something lying around?
I don't know.
You have to be a resident?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch!
Well, we'll see
for
which competitions
find a way.
Are...
Oh. Find a way.
I will enter as my friends from high school. We'll all take personalities of Smith County residents.
This is going to be an elaborate ruse.
This
Wait,
is a great
there's
ruse.
Probably a great Illinois fair.
We're
going
to get arrested.
No, fuck, no. This is about the Wilson County... There's not going to be a ham show.
There might be.
At the
I
Illinois...
swear, the Illinois, they know ham.
No, they don't know ham. They don't. That you face the facts, Lauren. Illinois fairs don't know ham.
You know,
Tennessee
we
know
might,
ham.
Though. We might, though. Illinois's got some hogs in it.
Yeah, it's better at other things. Not ham. Not the ham they want.
Just
they
like
want cured ham.
Yeah.
All right,
I
guys?
I just don't
want
to take a
like
shit
that.
On the Illinois State Fair before we get to know them.
I
yeah.
will. It's not better than the Wilson.
Well, if
little.
We book
yeah.
the Illinois State Fair, what's going to happen?
I will
Are you
instead
issue an apology?
Find a baby and enter the baby show at Wilson County Fair, and we'll see who has the bigger trophy.
They're not going to go on at the same time. Trophy? It's not like they're a competition.
And you're not going to get a trophy because yours isn't a competition. But I will have the bigger trophy for my baby.
Oh,
and all
geez.
I wanted to do is prove to you I could get a trophy.
I'll just buy a family in Tennessee.
Oh, clever.
I will
Didn't
take
think
my Chicago money and just buy a family that I'll sponsor for their baby. I'll just find a cute family. There's plenty of them on the internet.
See,
I can just find a family.
This is great. This is you don't have to be a Tennessee resident to be king of the fair.
Great.
Well, that's wonderful.
Awesome.
All right. Oh, God.
I'm sure other things, yeah, we can do this. I wonder if it's too late to get a show.
Let's just do it.
a show at like 2 in the afternoon at
the
Wilson
County. Dude, we should do a show.
Oh, they'll hate it.
They would love us. It would be like Blues Brothers. We'd play Rawhide.
We should podcast from the thing.
That will surely capture their attention.
That will be a secondary thing. We'll do the live show. It'll be like Blues Brothers playing Rawhide at Bob's Country Bunker.
Except at Bob's Country Bunker, they had like sheets of chicken wire to protect them once people got angry.
Dude, I can fucking dodge bottles.
Guys, I'm just saying, Chicago. One of the special events, God and Country Day.
Oh, bless it.
The two things you will celebrate are God and country music.
We would play the shit out of that show.
No, we'll be
fine.
We would do a great God and Country
Day. We do our anthem thing at the top. We would have the best time.
Make Bible references throughout the Nefarious.
I know the Bible well.
I'm scared.
The national anthem would hook them.
Dude, people would be so with it. True. We would do a great show.
We can enter in the fashion review.
Oh my god, we should bring Robin.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be great.
Adult exhibits. Sounds sexy.
Save your days off at your real jobs, people.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Lauren.
So this is a little stretch.
Okay.
But I did this weekend just see Water for Elephants with Robert Pattinson. And it was amazing, and it's all about the traveling circus, and it was just kind of interesting to see because they remind him the people who work on the circus and who take it down every time that they're going to a new town and then put it back up every time they're in a new one,
like in Big Fish.
Yeah, they remind me of carnies, and I mean, I guess it's, would those be the same type of folk? You think there's some rivalry there?
Oh, I'm sure circus folk and carny folk definitely have a thing. I feel like folk are a little bit higher on the
deal. It's a completely different thing too. I mean, there's no really rides at the circus like there are.
Yeah, there's a show.
It's a great show.
It is related. They'll serve a lot of the same food, a lot of the same bullshit that your parents will throw away.
And it's all about making money and just, you know, getting those charismatic people to get you to come see that show.
There are sometimes horses at both.
It's true.
Oh, there's Guitar Gus and Doodles the Clown, David Turner and Friends, and the Cripple Creek Cloggers.
Wilson County Fair. If there is a way that Octavarius can be there this year, we'll be there. 2011 Wilson County Fair.
The Circus of Racing Pigs. Conductor Jack. Steve's Amazing Grace. Banana Derby. Adventure Experience. Oh, this is great.
You guys know what I miss
a lot?
It's Kittyland.
I saw Dream Street there.
Did you really?
Yeah, I love
Mark Coffey bingo card.
Kittyland was my childhood. Like, we guys all about is like in Oak Park region. Like, you ride the little train.
Kittyland was cool. Santa's Village beat the shit out of
it. Dude, I forgot about Santa's Village.
Yeah, Kittyland was better.
Kittyland had their rides and whatnot. Santa's Village had a unity and theme. Some exciting different rides. And then also Santa's Village also had attached to it water
Roaring
park.
Rapids.
Raging Rapids.
Oh, really?
Raging Rapids.
That's right.
Which was a sweet water park.
Have you guys been to the water park at Great America?
Not yet.
You know what? I don't think I have. I think the one... I've only been to Great America once since Hurricane Harbor opened. And I think that was the year that just everyone was going. So I just thought, well, I'll let everyone else go to Hurricane Harbor. It'll just make the lines a little shorter on the roller coasters for me.
Yeah.
Is it any good?
I've never been there. I just read an article that they're opening, like, 8 or 9 new slides there this summer.
Let's go, guys. We
should have a day. Yeah.
Dude, there's so much shit I'd spend my money on besides going to a water park.
What about Great America, though? Like the
Great America is fun.
Great America is it is fun. It can be fun. You gotta have some patience for it, though. You know what? It'd be okay if it was a big group of us going, because we'd at least be able to shoot the shit in the lines and stuff.
Yeah. If you go on like a weird weekday
or something.
We should
go on an off day, yeah.
Did you guys know that the Wilson County Fair is looking for a new executive director?
Done. Hey, Keith, what are you doing soon?
You know, I don't have a job this summer yet. Perhaps I could make $53,000 to $65,000 plus negotiated benefits.
What? I'd be able to get that one bedroom.
Dude,
do
Fuck
it.
Fuck being carny, boom. Folk. I am so in with this Wilson County Fair thing.
What am I got to do? What do I have to do? Do I have to know anything about fairs? Doesn't say anything about
say
fairs.
Say you're qualified.
No experience. You're one quite to two the showman. Plus years.
You've entertained around the United States of America.
I'm going to look into this.
Oh. Livestream user Boner 3000 also reminded me that Pirate's Cove also exists.
Oh,
and I think
gosh,
I've gone to Pirate's
yes.
Cove way more often than like Santa's Village or Kittyland.
Pirate-themed miniature golf and things like that are awesome.
Okay, I have very, like, vague memories of Pirate's Cove.
Okay.
I remember, like, there was a mine car thing that was sweet, right?
Yes.
And then there was, like, a little spaceship with an alien in the middle.
Yes, there was some sort of
you?
Spaceship thing.
And
there
then,
was the Jungle Cruise, which was by far
oh
the coolest
my gosh,
thing
yes,
there.
Was
Jungle
amazing.
Cruise was fantastic.
That was amazing.
Well, the Jungle Cruise, for those who aren't familiar with Pirate's Cove, it's a like a two-child boat ride. You get in this plastic log-shaped boat, and you just go along this like lazy river sort of thing. You just float along.
It really was a lazy river.
It
was a slow ride.
Then,
the
like,
ride was a
got,
solid 5 minutes.
It got crazy, though, at some points.
Yes, but... I think
you
as a child, it's much more enchanting because I think
yeah.
I remember. I think I was doing, for some reason, I was doing something for the park district. I was a theater camp counselor for like a month or two over one summer, and we must have taken all the kids to Pirate's Cove. And I remember seeing it as an adult compared to what it was like when I was 6 or 7. You would be able to look in there, and the animatronics on there are just awful. Like, you think about it, it's a park district's, like, local water park slat, or not water park, it was right next to the Rainbow Falls, but I guess they weren't...
There were water rides on there.
Yeah, but it was, you know, a local amusement park, seemed, you know, fairly low budget. I mean, one of their big attractions was just a thing where you slid down on a platform into a pile of sand.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was really cool.
So you're only, I mean, you're only, the city of Elk Grove is only going to be able to afford so many animatronic jungle animals for one ride. That being said, it's very enchanting as a child.
At the time, it was nuts.
Oh, that's right, they had a dragon slide too, I see.
Oh, what? That's awesome.
They had like bumper boats.
Have you guys ever been to the Renaissance Fair or like
oh, yeah.
Yes.
Times?
Oh, both? Yeah, both.
Yes.
I've known people that have worked at Medieval Times.
Uh-huh.
As have I.
And I've been to Medieval Times. What? We went to Medieval Times for Nick's 23rd
That's right.
or 24th birthday. It was our first as adults in Chicago living. We took Nick to Medieval Times for his
How
birthday. Yeah, and we actually got him knighted. And and when you get someone knighted at Medieval Times, you you have to give a reason as to why they were knighted, and say like you know a little something. So we
so
tried
as
to come
in,
up with
as
something
in like
that
it
was,
would normally be like
you know,
and to Sir Jerry for his fifth birthday. Happy birthday, Jerry!
Yes, and so we thought of something that would be like G-rated. But could be said that would still be hilarious. And I believe it was Mark that came up with the final quote. And it was, and the king read it, God bless him. Or no, not the king. It was the shouter, whatever the guy was.
Yeah, king's too busy to read
king,
that shit.
The king's herald, yeah. So the herald went, you know, happy birthday to young Nicholas, well, not Nicholas, to young Joseph, happy fifth birthday, Joseph. And to Sir Nicholas McCooler, congratulations, she wasn't worth it anyway. And the crowd, like, was very confused, just to hear, like, just hundreds of people just go from, like, happy fifth birthday, Joseph, to hearing, congratulations, she wasn't worth it anyway. They went from, like, you know, mild applause to just a giant ho-hum. It was like, just to hear the breath come out of that many people.
Wow.
And then you heard, like, one lady in the back going, yeah!
Like the drunk lady.
It was so worth it.
At the Wilson County Fair,
Jesus.
I don't think they've filled up all their stages yet.
Uh-oh.
God, we should do something.
Yeah, I don't know how. I mean, Charlie Daniels is playing.
Charlie Daniels? Sweet.
Or at least he did last year. Or is it Charlie Daniels? Maybe he only did it last year. Maybe he didn't do it. Maybe he's not this year. No, it's the Charlie Daniels.
You could hand flute.
The Charlie Daniels band. That'd be awesome for me. Apparently he's from Wilson County, so maybe he's always there.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
I do like I do think Renaissance festivals are an interesting kind of carnival. It's basically like a carnival that went in a time machine, because you have the same general stuff. Like you have, instead of cotton candy, you have like turkey legs. Like it's pretty much the only time of the year I'll ever get a big barbecue turkey legs when I'm at a Renaissance fair. And they still have carnival games, except it's, instead of throwing a dart at a balloon, you try and throw an actual knife and get it to stick in a board or something like that.
Balance on a rope.
It's interesting.
I actually, I'm really good at like throwing shurikens, ninja stars, as they're more commonly known. I went to a Ren Fest and they had, you could get 6 for $1. Oh, and they had 6 hearts. Just 5 hearts were on like the backboard, and you could just aim for those. And if you hit like 2 of them, I think, out of them, if you got 2 to stick, you got a prize. And my first one fucking missed. It was awful. But then I successfully got the next 5 and each heart. So I went across looking just like, just mad amazing, just hitting the spot each time. So I hit all 5. And because it's a Renaissance festival, I got nothing.
What? They don't have prizes?
No, I think that one of those was just like, or it was like real shitty. Like it was like a card saying I could get a hug from the queen if I managed to catch her during the parade. And I think the parade had just happened, so.
Oh, we have a lot of theater.
But I felt I was so strong in my ability to throw ninja stars that was a reward in its own.
You didn't get a coupon for a turkey leg?
Nothing, nothing
man,
fun.
You deserve that turkey leg. Let's go get
Man,
it.
I'd take fucking funnel cake over a turkey leg any day. Funnel cake.
I don't know.
It's a tough call.
Those are both very delicious. Yeah. I like my funnel cake with just powdered sugar.
Yeah, just powdered sugar is good for
me.
Actually, funnel cake batter is what is often used as the batter for deep fried candy bars or Twinkies.
Oh.
I know, because I used to make deep fried Twinkies at Big Mouth Burgers in Normal, Illinois, which does not exist anymore.
I tried a beignet for the first time.
What?
Beignet? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, they're great.
What is a beignet?
It's in New Orleans, at the Café du Monde. They have
other places.
Yeah, but that's the main place that like all the tourists go.
It's a French thing, so it's in France too.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's like it's essentially made out of the same dough, I feel like, as a funnel cake, but maybe a little bit softer.
It's just like. And yeah, it's like deep fried. It's like a donut.
Oh, yum. I love donuts.
It's like a French donut, and it's like just a ball of like fried pastry, and then sprinkled. Normally, it's tossed in a bag. Like a few of them are tossed in a bag of cinnamon sugar. Then you shake the bag, then you pull them out and eat them.
Yeah, tons of sugar, but it tastes
they're just
kind of
doused
like,
in sugar.
Yeah, it tastes like a cross between like a to me. It tastes like a cross between a funnel cake and like a donut.
Like a donut. Yeah,
it's
I'd
weird.
Say that's
it's
a fair...
pretty strange. Hmm. But
they're delicious.
Yeah, really good.
They're way good.
Interesting.
I was going to say, the best turkey leg I had was in Disney World at the Tidal Wave Water Park. Or no, maybe it was Blizzard Beach,
Why
one
are
of
you
them.
Pointing
Typhoon
at
Lagoon. Because, I don't know.
Yeah, she was sort of like aiming this all at Scott, just pointing at Scott.
Because you just went to Disney World.
In
I figured
face,
maybe
Scott,
you would have a similar
turkey
experience.
Legs are
I got
the best
lost at Typhoon Lagoon.
Fuck you, Lauren.
You got...
Renaissance Fair.
What?
Disney World. Fuck.
What? Wait, what just happened?
He just argued back at you.
I didn't understand the argument.
Yes, you did. You were pointing at him, telling him about turkey legs.
No, what did you just say? I'm confused.
I'm done.
Continue, Lauren.
You listen to anything?
No, I didn't hear what he said.
He was very clear.
What did he say?
Hear the whole thing.
There's a cell phone photo contest.
I'm confused.
It's one of the categories from last year's fair. We can only hope it makes it in to this year's Wilson County Fair. Dates August 12th through 20th, 2011.
That's wilsoncountyfair.net.
Show up there. Let's do a show.
It's too early for them to have their shit together. I was like, why don't they know what's happening? I'm like, oh, it's April. I guess they have some time to figure out some of the specifics.
One of... I can't really call this a carnival because it's not at all, but I don't know exactly what else to call it because it's in a totally different category, is like colonial towns.
Oh, yeah, like the Grove, where you go make candles and stuff.
It's just like a very...
Like the Naper Village, Naper Settlement.
I get,
there's a very loose connection, I feel, between colonial towns and the carnival. Well, and a couple years back, I was yeah, on vacation, exactly. I was on vacation in Virginia, and we went to Colonial Williamsburg. And
yeah,
it just,
it's a little weird, right?
It is, it's totally like, weird.
Yeah.
Like, we sat down and listened to a fake George Washington, like, give a Q&A to the public for, like, a half hour.
It's a long time. And, like, that's his job.
But we were like, oh, cool, it's George Washington. Or, I mean, really, it was like, wow, it's a guy that can kind of play, you can kind of pass off as George Washington, and he has researched this a lot. Cool.
I like going to the interactive places. Like, do you guys do that in elementary school? And you, yeah. like, go separate wool and, like... make your cornbread and, like, do all those... I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah. When, the most interesting part, I thought, of my Williamsburg experience was if you show up at key places around the town at key times during the day, they'll have events that happen at that time. So there'll be, like, if you show up to this part of the village at 3 o'clock p.m., you'll see, like, the fleeing of this American family into a hiding place while the British are checking the town or some shit. Like, there was a big meeting at the town hall, and, like, it actually happens. Like,
that's
they
cool.
It's just a bunch of fake villagers converge and have this, like, actual town meeting.
So as you see the villagers, you know, walking towards the town hall, you'll be like, hey, where are you going? Why aren't you at the, you know, the Miller's place? You know, and they'll be don't you know there's a meeting at town hall?
And it's great. And, like, the whole time without, like, they have to stay in character the whole time, even when they're not a part of, like, the big speech or something. But they'll still be on the outskirts by all the families and stuff. So they'll just, like... they'll turn and talk to themselves
it's
and be
so
like,
funny.
Basically, like, I can't believe this is happening in this, our colonial town, in this year. Can you believe this general from this period of time?
But, like, they get paid for that. Like, that's a sweet job.
Yeah, you get paid to just.
This was, where's
a lot
this?
Of acting.
In Williamsburg.
I've been wanting to go to Williamsburg.
I've been,
I just haven't been at an age like now where I could have the most fun there.
I think I was
14.
Yeah, I was dragged like up until like 12 or 13, like right before it would start being like really cool, like because you get in that middle, like, you know, middle school age, and you're fucking everybody's a dick, and then you get past that. But but like I would love to go now and
the East Coast.
What?
Let's go.
Yeah,
I feel like we would all have a lot of fun
we'd
in
have
Colonial
a great
Williamsburg,
time and we'd all blend in so well.
Could we all get like really elaborate, like pirate outfits or something?
Wait, we just show up into Williamsburg dressed as pirates?
But really elaborately as pirates, so like the townsfolk would have to comment on it.
Dude,
or I guess
so. It'd be a group of pirates have entered Williamsburg to learn about the town, to possibly invade.
We'll tell everybody we're seeing if the town is worth invading.
we're just shopping around. Yeah.
So we'd ask them.
Yeah. Just window shopping right
so
now.
So we'd ask them, you know, like, and what might be the weakest point in the wall around your town?
What kind
Could
of weaponry
say?
Do you carry?
How much gold is in this town? I mean, behind these walls, how much gold really is there?
How much gold do you have under your mattress?
I'd hate to spill the blood of so many civilians for just a pocket full of gold. Seems wasteful. I think we should do this. Pirates.
I think that would be fun.
God, we get arrested. I don't want to get arrested in Williamsburg.
You can get arrested for being a pirate.
You bet. You can get arrested for being an asshole in a podunk town.
The other weird, dude, the other weird thing about Williamsburg is it's like you're stepping through like an invisible wall into a new time, because like they take you on a bus from forget where it was from like the big welcome center or something. Everybody goes on this enormous bus and drives like 15 minutes to the town, and like as soon as you get off the bus you're back in time and it's Colonial Williamsburg. Oh my gosh. The weird thing is, after you go through like those initial events and stuff that you want to see, there's a lot of time where you can just dick around and walk as far and as long as you want in Williamsburg. And if you walk far enough, you start to get to the outskirts of Williamsburg, where like you look far enough and there's a couple of like normal houses in the background, and you see like a police car and an ambulance drive by. So you just see the edges of this town, and it's like you're in two different times.
Tins, you just reminded me of a sweet book I used to love in, like, elementary school. Okay, Lauren, you might know this. Shot in the Dark. It's called Running Out of Time.
I am not familiar with this.
It's about this chick who, like, grows up in one of these towns, you know, like a colonial whatever. It's closed off. But they don't tell any of the children that it's, like, really 1998 or whatever it is. Like, they really think they're in this time period.
What?
And sucks. Like the until movie, they, the yeah, like until the they turn, like, I don't know, 16 or whatever it is. And so, like, they tell this chick, and she just, like, go out in the real world, like, find medicine, or else these people in the town are, like, really gonna die.
That is the village.
Exactly the village.
It is the village.
Oh, really?
Movie The Village?
Maybe they stole it from Sigourney Running Out of Time.
It could be.
may have.
Take that, M. Night Shyamalan.
Stole from this book. Oh, I forget. She, like, I don't know.
In the end of The Village, M. Night Shyamalan is in it.
I remember the end of The Village being stupid.
It was stupid.
I've never seen it.
I just ruined it for you.
Village is stupid. It's okay.
Yeah,
it's
not good. I didn't like that.
No, I've not.
I figured that book
is stupid. But, like, the thing about that sort of scenario is, like, what, and maybe they covered it in the movie, is what happens when, like, that first child accidentally sees like a Super Nintendo or something. Like, what happens if they one of them ventures so far outside
the village?
God,
they found NBA Jam.
Yeah,
I get it.
Like their whole world is rocked at that point.
He's on fire. Would be dancing in their dreams every night.
That's so weird that is exactly the plot of The Village.
That is really weird. Yeah, guys, what if we're living in a 2011? Like, there's cameras everywhere.
Like the Truman Show.
Basically.
Ah.
Hey, good news, everybody. I've just perused the Colonial Williamsburg site.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It says nothing about how you can't dress up as pirates and come invade the town.
We're in.
Doesn't say a thing about that.
Great.
That I could find. The job postings they have right now suck. So don't go looking to see if you want to work at Williamsburg this summer, because you don't want any of those jobs. All right? You don't. I don't.
So.
That's it.
God, I just don't want to be arrested in Williamsburg. I'm going to get arrested in
Williamsburg. Oh, but if we get arrested, do you think we'd go to, like, a weird jail?
No, we'd go to real jail.
No, we'd go to, like... Yeah, because they should, because we're pirates. We shouldn't be there.
Do you think... I don't want to get tortured for being a fucking pirate.
It'd be pretty funny if they go through with
it. I'm sensitive. I'm from...
You think that, like...
Chicago.
You think, like, if people in Williamsburg are rowdy enough that the police need to be called, that people at least... try and like corral them into like a certain barn or something, and that's the wait for the cops barn.
I'm sure they have private security.
Oh yeah.
To be fair, actually. They're gonna just take you to one of their own cells, but unfortunately it will not be themed.
Do you think the outside of that building is themed?
Oh, I'm sure.
Great. We get removed so fast as pirates.
Ah, that building over there is the blacksmith's house. And he's sleeping right now. Let's just go to the next building.
But I need my shield refurbished.
Oh, no. Perhaps he'll be in tomorrow.
I'd like to look at that.
God, if we could get in there and not get arrested, I'd do it.
Let's do it then.
Okay. Cool, let's do it. Well, that is that about wraps up carnivals and amusement parks. That was cool.
Et cetera.
Yeah. Thanks to everybody listening at livestream.com/Octavarius.
Thank you, Amy and RJ.
Yep.
just those two.
And thanks to everybody on Facebook for A, liking the page, and B, participating during the podcast by offering your input. It's always a lot of fun to hear from you guys. And damn it, Makula's not here. I can't do 7 words of wisdom, can I?
No, I guess not.
Unless we each say a word.
There's only 6 of us.
Scott can speak twice.
Yeah, Scott, you speak twice.
Well, it's almost time to go, but before we get out of here, it's time for Octavarius's 7 words of wisdom.
Wisdom.
When
I
happen to
be
the
end.
This has been Octavarius's seven words of wisdom.
When I happen to be the end.
Oh, that was about on par.
Man, that's going to fuck up his book that he's writing.
Oh, yeah, it's going to ruin his book.
So, once again, to those who are listening live, please come see our Chicago Improv Fest show. That's this Sunday, May 1st, at Comedy Sports at 7 o'clock p.m. It's going to be fantastic. We're super excited. Yes. To put this on for you guys. And to those who are not listening live, again, if you came out, thanks for coming out. We really appreciate it. If not, where were you? I sent you the invite. Oh, you didn't read the invite? Oh, that's fine. I just thought you'd read an invite.
Invites.
And until next week, that does it for us. Have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everyone.
Bye.
Octavarius.com. Wilson County Fair.
So run for your life. You're running out of time. Closing lock the door.
We're running out of time. We're running high on crime.
Charlie Daniels.